This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Feel the silence. Everyone, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John Reagan's with us. And hey, welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. And class, if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Hey, John, I wanted to tell you a couple things. One, meet up tonight. Dr. Norman Shealy. Norm Shealy is going to be with us at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. tonight, absolutely free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, we certainly encourage you to do that. Just about everybody has dinner, very, very reasonably priced. We take over the restaurant from 4:45 until 8 at night, and then we leave. Now, actually, the restaurant, Jimmy's Egg, closes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They clean the restaurant. They open the doors at 4:45, and then we take over. So you're welcome. I mean, if you're not a politician, you're welcome to join us. Norm Shealy's going to be talking about Ebola. He's going to be talking about staying healthy, and he will be answering all of your medical questions. Now, if you notice, when Norm Shealy comes, that's the night that many of the medical professionals in the Ozarks show up at the restaurant. Very interesting. He's the doctor that the doctors come see. Now, I'm serious. He really is. John Reagan, I had a very interesting experience with PNC Bank on the East Coast, and I had I still have an account with PNC, and I had a couple hundred dollars in it, not very much, and I have been slammed $7 per month for inactivity. Okay, so I haven't used my account. It's got a couple hundred dollars in it, literally. And I don't use it because I don't live there, but I still have this account. I've had it since the 1970s. And they're charging $7 a month inactivity fee. Now, they send a statement out every 3 months, which means I get hit for a $21 charge. And I thought, you know what? I don't want to pay that. As a matter of fact, I really want to close my account, but it's almost impossible. When you call PNC Bank, it's tough to talk to a person. You know, you get the audio response unit, and they say, you know, enter your account number. Oh, don't have that. Enter your Social Security number. And then they'll say, okay, we need your PIN. Well, I didn't have my PIN. I haven't used this account for years. So I don't have my PIN, and I'm stuck. I'm absolutely stuck in a loop. So I hit 0000000. Finally, I caused an error, and it said hold, and you know, we'll transfer you to a person. And but before that, I get interrupted with, your hold time is exceptionally long today due to the high call volume, and we will get to you within the next 5, 10, or 10 minutes. I didn't have that much time. So I tried to do this on a break during the broadcast. So I hung up, and I thought, I'll call the branch. So I called the branch, and the branch, I talked to a lovely lady there, and she said, I can't help you. I can't close your account. I can't believe it. I mean, this is where you open an account. You go to the branch, you open an account. Well, they can't close it there. All I wanted them to do was close the account and send me a check. Pretty simple, right? Nope, can't do it. She told me that she would get fired if she did it. So I called the 800 PNC. Now, by the way, my phone, I have an old phone in the studio. It's a Casio phone. It's a phone system, four-line phone system in our home. And the letters are worn off the numbers, off the push buttons for dialing. But they must have spent more money putting the numbers on the phone, because they're still there, but the letters are long since worn off. But anyway, so I don't know how to dial 800 PNC Bank or 888 PNC Bank. So I had to look up on the internet, you know, the what the digits on the phone are. And I called them up, and I finally got to the point where I could cause an error, 00000000, and get to talk to a person. And I talked to Tanya Johnson. And Tanya told me that she could not help me. She couldn't help me close my account because I couldn't provide her with my last activity. My last activity was years ago. When I say years ago, I mean like over a decade ago. So because I couldn't provide her with the latest transaction, she couldn't help me close the account. And I said, well, just ask me anything. You know, ask me anything on the statement. I have the statement in front of me. You have caller ID. You can see that I'm calling you from my phone. It has my name on it. Well, she wasn't satisfied that I was who I said I was, even though I had the statement and I could give her the latest statement information, even though she's looking at her caller ID and it says that I'm calling her. That still isn't enough. So I asked for a supervisor. And I got a gal by the name of Brenda. Now, Brenda was proactive, and Brenda realized that she really needed to help me because this could escalate even farther. And she did. So she asked me a couple questions, and she asked me for my phone number. I said, okay, I give you my phone number. But she wanted the phone number from when I opened the account. That was from the 70s. I've moved a bunch of times since then. A bunch of times. Many states. Well, finally, we got some, you know, three questions answered, and she closed my account. But anyway, here's the point. The point is, if you just are willing to accept the first line of answers, which is no from a bank, you're going to be the victim. So just don't let up. Don't let up. Now, PNC has a horrible, horrible audio response system. It's miserable. I mean, I don't know why anybody would bank with PNC. Literally. It's horrible. So those are my thoughts. John?
Well, you know what they call it when you get caught in a banking maze like that?
No.
Karma.
Oh, so mad. I mean, I probably have a dent in my desk. I mean, I was frustrated. This one gal, this Tanya gal, who told me that she couldn't help me, said, well, I'll tell you what. We've got a branch in Missouri. I said, okay. Where is it? She told me, and I said, that's 2 hours away. Literally. It was over 100 miles away each way. I said, I'm not going to drive there to close this account. And by the way, if I got there to close the account, they'd probably ask me for some other information that I didn't have, right? So I'd have to go back. Now, I mean, it seems really simple. If you don't want to do business with a bank, they should say, you know what? We've really enjoyed having your business before. Thanks so much. We'll close that account for you right now. Nope. Now, they want to hold your money and charge you $7 a month to hold it. And, I mean, they're literally holding us hostage. I can't stand banks, literally. I can't stand them. Okay. So, John, where do you want to start today?
Well, let's go ahead and start at the top.
Okay. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com.
We've been talking about how I've got a link that we actually posted back in December, so it's nearly a year old now. And I've not publicized this link at all, but somebody's found it and started passing it around. And last month, it got over 800 hits. And here we are, the third day of the month. This morning I checked, it had another 79.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this link isn't about, you know, financial or spy tech. It's about an email I received from a biblical archaeologist talking about the 3,000-year-old aircraft from World War II. So I've put that link up there if you want to read it. It's interesting. It talks about how, you know, ice rings are not annual, and that these aircraft that were landed in Greenland at the end of World War II, when they went to retrieve them, they had to go through hundreds of these rings of ice to get down to where the aircraft were. And this is back in the 90s, so it was, you know, about 50 years. So it pulls into question, you know, the dating methods of modern science.
So, John, what we're looking at and what we've been taught in elementary school is, you know, you can count the rings, like the annual rings on a tree. You can count the layers of ice, and you can date that way. It's really simple, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but that's not exactly correct because of the wind blowing and the different layers of ice on top of each other, and you could have many, many layers of ice per year to throw off your calculations, correct? That's what you're saying, right?
It's thawing and freezing cycles, which you can have more than one a year.
We have them right here. We have plenty of them right here in Missouri. Yeah.
You know, speaking of freezing, did you see where we got 16 inches of global warming in South Carolina?
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, over the weekend, I went to put some siding on this barn. And by the way, the barn, the end of this project is in sight. I have 12 more linear feet of siding to put up. So Mrs. Vanelli and I are going to try to get that done just before we go to the meetup. But so we were going to put the siding on over the weekend. And it started hailing. It was 46 degrees, and it was hailing here at the farm. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. So you're right. You're right. The weather is the best weather we could buy, just like our Congress.
I don't know. Can we get our money back?
I can't think of a single nice thing to say about Congress. Not one of them. They're so weak. They should. I mean, why don't they remove this president? Why has there not been a coup? Why hasn't somebody said, you know what, Barry, listen, you're out of here. You are out of here. We can't take any more of this. These people are so weak. Not one of these Congress critters, not even the males, have the testosterone to do the work of the people. They have sold us out, every single one of them. They're all weak, pathetic defectives. John Reagan and I will be right back. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Go to the website, click on the news tab. Meet up tonight. Dr. Norman.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan, Willis. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. John Reagan, where do you want to start?
Let's look at peak income under financial.
Okay, got it.
And it's very interesting. They put a chart in here that shows what year each section of population had their peak income and what that amount was, put in terms of 2012 dollars, and what their 2012 income was. It's put in quintiles, which means 20%. And if you look at the bottom quintile, the lowest 20%, the poorest people we have, they peaked out in 1999. These are supposedly really good years in the Clinton administration. Their peak income was $13,663. By 2012, that had dropped to $11,490 for a nearly 16% drop. And as you look through the chart, the third and fourth quintiles both peaked out in 2000. They lost between 9 and 12% between then and 2012. The second quintile, the second 20%, peaked in 2007. They've dropped 6%. The top 20% peaked in 2006. They've lost 5%. And even the top 5% peaked in 2006 and have dropped 6%. So it's really hitting people across the board for income at a time when things get more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've been saying this for several years, John, that, you know, as we look outside the restaurant window, we see fewer and fewer cars during rush hour. And in rush hours, maybe 3 minutes long, you know, literally in Springfield, Missouri. And it's not what you would expect. It's not the bumper to bumper to bumper, you know, for miles that you would see in a larger city like you would expect. It's not like that. Literally only lasts a couple minutes. And I believe that's because people really don't have the money. I look at people shopping, John, in the supermarkets. They're only buying a few things, even when they're on sale at fabulously, you know, reduced prices. They're still only buying one or two of them instead of cases and cases of them. And that's because they're broke, in my opinion. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been seeing. Even when I was there in Springfield and went to the, you know, membership warehouse store there, mm-hmm. it was surprising. When I used to go there, you know, say 10 years ago, you know, people go in, they fill up their cards, be long lines waiting for the checkout. Mm-hmm. Well, now you go in there, people have a few items in their cards, and a lot of times you can walk directly up to a checkout.
Yeah, they're waiting for us. Will you be my customer? If you go into Lowe's, that's what they're doing. If you go into the Chinese Factory Outlet, that's what they're doing. If you go into Sam's Club in Springfield, and I guess that's what you're talking about, that's what they're doing. They leave their cash register and they move out to the aisle to escort you right down into their lane so that they'll have some traffic rather than the empty lane next to them, right? So they actually have some work to do. Absolutely correct. So we're looking at peak incomes are just declining. 6%.
And that was before the 2008 crash. They were already going down.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, I've said to people at the meetup, how many of you know someone who's gotten a raise? Very, very few. Very few people know someone who's gotten a raise. And I would submit to you, if a person has gotten a raise, it's because they have a different job that's making less than they had at their previous job. Even with the raise, they're making less. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Exactly. And Obamacare has made that even worse because now people are going into part-time jobs.
Right. And I don't understand why he's still sitting in our office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't understand it. I can't understand how we can have such a weak Congress. Seriously. Okay, John, when we come back, I'm going to be at the financialstateoftheunion.com website. I'm at the news tab. Are we going to move down to negative banking? Is that where we're going?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Negative banking. That's coming up next. John Reagan. I'm Vin Fanelli. This is USAForParis.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Youngevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John, on Saturday, John and Judy Dollarheit are hosting an event. It's called Prepare and Share. It's at the Big Bear Lodge in Hollister, Missouri. It starts at 11 o'clock. And we're all going to learn how to make beer and cheese. We're going to learn about acupressure. I'll be teaching a seminar on how to solder electrical connections for LED lighting and so forth. And if this Saturday, coming up at 11 o'clock, I'll be there. If you'd like to go, you'll see a lot of your instructors, USAPrepares.com instructors there. It's a free event, just like everything else we do, except for the expo. 417-830-3675. So you can go give her a call. Give Judy Dollarhide a call, 417-830-3675. And if you need more information about the Prepare and Share event, it's an all-day event. Starts at 11 o'clock. You can bring something to share to eat and bring your stories on preparedness and survival, and you can teach others. Lined up for sure are making beer, making cheese, acupressure. We've taught, we've even taught how to suture with Dr. Caesar at the Prepare and Share event. So if you'd like to come, we'd love to see you. Judy Dollarhide, 417-830-3675. That's this Saturday. Meet up tonight, Jimmy's Egg. We're going to be talking about Ebola, what you need to know to prevent catching any disease, how to stay really healthy, and bring your medical questions and bring your friends and family. It's all free. Jimmy's Egg tonight, 445. Information's on the website. Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri. John Reagan, back to you. Negative banking. Wow.
This actually ties into what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, where you were charged a fee just for having your funds on deposit. And we've now got the first German bank that if you have over half a million euros in your account as of November 1st, you will get a negative interest rate of 0.25%. That works out to around 1,250 euros if you have just the 500,000 on deposit. Mm-hmm. Now, back in the 60s, we could go to savings and loan and on a passbook account get 5.25% interest. And at that time, that was considered a really bad return.
Right.
And today, you're lucky if you don't have to pay the bank to keep your money.
John Reagan, when I lived in Virginia, I was shopping for deposit rates. I wanted to get a higher yield. And in the bank, there was a sign that said, you know, here's the rates that they were paying on certificates of deposit. So I had a corporate account, several of those, and I had personal accounts, and my parents had accounts. And so I called the president of the bank. I knew him, and his name was Bobby. So I called Bobby, and I said, Bobby, you know, I saw the suggestion in the lobby of what you're paying. What are you paying? What will you pay me? And he said, well, Vinny, you know, we're not going to charge you to hold your deposits. And this was in the 90s, and he was kind of kidding, and he was indicating that this is coming. This is coming where you will now pay the bank to hold your deposits. It's here. It's here. Now, he was ahead of his time. He knew it was coming. He's a very savvy banker. He's a very, very bright guy. But he knew this was coming. It's outrageous. Why would anybody pay a bank to hold their deposits? What, to keep them safe? So they can lend them out to other people with fractional reserve banking? Come on. I didn't look this morning, but gold and silver. I'm looking right this second. $16.10 for silver. 1168.60 for gold. That's the spot price as of this second. John Reagan, several weeks ago, you said it was coming. The prices are going to move either up or down dramatically. You were absolutely right. They moved dramatically down. No question about it.
And they're not going to be able to stay down for real long, because it costs nearly $25 an ounce to get silver out of the ground. Mm-hmm. So with these low prices, they're trying to vacuum up what they can of the real metal. And once silver, which is used in industrial uses, gets in short supply, that has no choice but to go back up. Mm-hmm. Or silver mines shut down, and then things really start to go funky. Now, what I think we're going to see, I don't know if it's going to be short term in the next couple of months. My guess is maybe more like a year from now is we'll see the actual separation of the paper market and the physical market for gold and silver. Of course, paper will be worth the paper it's printed on. And if you have gold and silver, you have real value.
John Reagan, are you talking about what I've experienced with Weimar Republic currency? And here's what I'm saying. I have in the studio with me 1, 5, 10, 20 marked notes, and then I have some 50, 100, 500, 1,000, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, and then 1,000,000, 5,000,000, 10,000,000, 20,000,000, 50,000,000, 100,000,000, and all the way up into the trillion marked notes. And the most valuable of those is probably worth a couple dollars, maybe $5. Whereas a five mark silver coin of that era is probably worth $20, $25. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it's going to get interesting because back then you didn't have the computers and you didn't have the communications. And if I remember, they set the exchange rate twice a day, or what the value of the mark was twice a day. With today's technology, you'd be looking at it changing literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not for the better.
Now, what you're talking about back then was when if someone had enough currency to go out to eat, they would want to pay for their meal before they ate it because it would cost more while they were eating it.
And it can get interesting on employment, too, because if you're having to wait 2 weeks to receive your pay, what you get paid is worth much less than what it was when you worked for it.
Right. As a matter of fact, people would go out shopping. If they got paid on a Friday, they would go out shopping during their lunch hour so they could buy whatever it is they're going to buy because it would their currency was worth less at the end of the day. It's kind of like when gas prices in the United States were going up very, very quickly, and people would leave on their lunch hour to go buy gasoline because by the time they left work that day, it would cost more, you know, several cents per gallon more. So they'd buy it during lunch. So that's what you're talking about, what we'll be seeing, right?
That's ultimately in the interim before that, in the commodities market, there's much more paper gold and silver than there is real gold and silver that you can deliver. And I believe we're going to see that split so that the paper market will settle just on paper and those commodities will be worth a lot less than the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And one of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing here at the farm, we are buying the things that we need so that we have them, because we think that it's going to be tougher to get things, and we think that there's going to be a run on some things. I mean, these are just my opinions. I'm finding it more and more difficult to buy things that I need, repair parts. They're costing more every day for repair parts, and I'm finding it harder to get the things that I need to conduct our farm business. I really am. So, being prepared, my definition of being prepared is very simple. It's having what you need before you need it. So keep that in mind. That's when you open your refrigerator and you say, wow, there's nothing to eat. Well, if you thought about opening the refrigerator days before, when you said, you know, heck, on Monday I'm going to open that refrigerator and I sure would like to have something in there. Well, then get something before you open the refrigerator. Okay, get... John, I can't believe it. I was at Harder House. It's a supermarket on the way to Springfield. Between the farm and Springfield, there's a Harder House. It's a small supermarket chain. And I think they're individually owned because they have different prices. 39 cents for a can of diced tomatoes with chilies. Now, if you're willing to eat gluten, you can buy pasta. Pasta's, if you go to Aldi, it's $1.69, $1.49 for 2 pounds of the regular spaghetti. You can cook that up. You can throw on a can of diced chilies. You can heat in a saucepan some extra virgin olive oil and fresh garlic. Cut it up. Heat that in there. Add a couple teaspoons of Berkey water so that the oil doesn't get too hot and burn. Pour that on the pasta with the diced tomatoes and chilies. You've got a meal for four people for $2 for four people. I can't believe that people weren't buying cases and cases and cases of these 39-cent per can diced tomatoes and chilies. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me that the Chinese factory outlet has on the shelf these these bags of dried beans. You know, the 15-bean soup, the Cajun, the regular. I can't understand how it can be kept in stock, because you can buy that, throw in one hamburger patty, a can of tomatoes, and you've got soup for six people for $3 with the meat. How is it possible that the Chinese factory outlet hasn't had a run on that? How's that possible? We're not thinking. I guess it's too darn hard to take those dried beans, soak them overnight, rinse them, and then cook them on the stove for a couple hours on low, add a can of tomatoes, add a hamburger browned, and some garlic. How's that possible that we're not thinking?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Time and time again,
you need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This can be slight and
one of today's hot
keto. You've got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. John, where do you want to go next?
Yeah, it's too bad we don't have Do You Know the Way to San Jose queued up.
Yeah.
In the employment section, Lowe's new employees. And if you know the way to San Jose, you can meet Ashbot, Lowe's new store helper that's a robot.
Yep. You know, when I go to Lowe's, and I, for years, I did not want to go to Lowe's, but there were a couple things that I had to get recently, and I was just absolutely stuck, and I would go anywhere but Lowe's. And, you know, they have people that are at the door to welcome you. Hey, welcome to Lowe's. Can I help you? I mean, they're looking for customers. So now they're going to replace those people with what, John? Robots?
With robots.
Yeah. Okay. How's it going to work?
Well, you can talk to it, and you can do things like show it a screw, and it'll look and see and compare it to what's on inventory. And it can tell you if they're out, or it can take you to the bin where it is. Now, these robots don't
have any
arms, so they can't help you out to the car.
Well, I can tell you one thing, that Lowe's really did have a tough time finding qualified sales help. You could say, you have one of these? And they go, what is that? never seen one of those. and it's frustrating. I remember I needed to get a couple pieces of plumbing, PVC pipe. And there were two gals there who worked in that department. They were just in the aisle talking, okay? And two employees, you know, watching me and another guy look for the parts we were looking for in these bins. And I said, do you guys realize that the pieces in these bins are incorrect? You've got all kinds of parts in the wrong bins, and it's really frustrating because we can't find what we're looking for because the bins are labeled one thing and the contents are something else. It's really, really frustrating. She said, yeah, it's frustrating for them too. So evidently their customers can't put things back. So they haven't worked out a system whereby there's a big picture of what the customers, you know, if they pick it up and look at it and you can put it back. But Lowe's is, I have never been to Lowe's in the plumbing department where the correct items are all in the right spot. They just aren't. So I guess this is a frustration of top management saying, you know what, we can't get employees to do this, so we'll get some robots and maybe they'll make fewer mistakes. And John Reagan, that's exactly what I did in banking. We put in an automated audio response system because we couldn't get the employees to show up on Mondays and Fridays. They'd call in sick. So we had to replace them with computers. And I have a feeling that's what Lowe's is doing. Man, oh man. Whatever happened to the small mom-and-pop stores where you could go into the hardware store and you could say, hey, Joe, I'm looking for one of these. And Joe would say, here's one of those. Now we've got a new improved model, and it's this one over here. And if you want to save money, there's this one over here. And by the way, you could also do it this way. Really? We've lost that. When I went into Lowe's to buy conduit, I wanted to bury some pipe, and I needed a couple pieces more than I needed more than I originally bought. So I went in. I bought it at another store, but I went into Lowe's to round out my conduit purchases. And the gal was really surprised that I was buying conduit. She works in the electrical department. We live in a really rocky area. I mean, the Ozark Mountains is pretty much nothing but rocks, right? Sharp rocks. Well, you have to be absolutely out of your mind to bury cable directly in the ground here. So you put it in conduit, really heavy plastic conduit, which is water resistant and rock resistant, and will keep the cable that you put in the ground from getting cut. She told me that people just put a wire in the ground without conduit. Now, why would they do that? I don't know. Makes no sense to me. No wonder we're in so much trouble. We just don't know how to think anymore. We don't know how to do anything anymore. And we've lost that hardware store that could provide guidance and counsel. John Reagan, I'll be right back. After top of the hour news and commercial announcements, meet up tonight, Jimmy's Egg, 4:45. Dr. Sheila's going to be talking about Ebola. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.